passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
I've just been a busy one today, and let's get back to the calls. And Harry is up next in New Orleans. Hello, Harry.
Hello, Paul. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you.
Paul, topic of retirement, whatever other word you want to use, I guess is, you know, depending on the age and circumstances and so on and so forth, I guess we've heard the word retirement or leave or whatever with Coach Saban for weeks now. But I can't help but think, and I want to be very careful how I say this and respectfully say that I hope in the case of Coach Corso, and I'm sure ESPN will make every effort to do so, but sometimes it takes two to tango. It takes the party to agree. But I hope that ESPN can find a way. And not that I was a great Coach Corso fan, but I did enjoy his years on the pregame show. But before the show comes on one season and you just don't see Coach Corso there, wouldn't it be nice to try to have something before that, like a last show or a tribute? Or is that something that's difficult to talk one into, Paul?
Well, for most people, Harry, it's not difficult because they just tell you it's over, as all companies do. He is a unique case where he had a stroke 10 years ago and fought back, and a lot of people encouraged him, and that's what kept him going. And he had so much capital built up that it just kept going. All I know about that, and you can say, well, you worked there. Well, I can promise you nobody tells us here what is going on elsewhere, that when the announcement came out that Saban was being hired for that show, it also said that Corso would be back. So that is literally all I know about it.
Okay, well, you know, it's sometimes difficult, Paul, to send somebody off with something nice. Sometimes.
No, I understand that. Harry, we've all seen it. There's not a person over a certain age who hasn't. How many times did you see it? We're in your previous right. job. Well, why are you saying I'm seeing it right now? It happens, and I don't know. I mean, it's not like it's not being discussed privately among fans.
Right,
I mean, it is.
Right. But unlike Bobby Bowden, you couldn't give him going away.
Well, no, I mean, a lot of people felt like Bobby should have retired early, and he didn't want to go when he did.
That's right. Well, okay, Paul, I just wanted to. No, about Coach
Harry,
Paul,
I know what you're saying, and I really do. It's a very tough situation because the man doesn't hurt anybody. He clearly struggles. Who wouldn't struggle? He's 20 years older than I am, and I'm struggling right now in this conversation.
Okay, Paul. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Harry.
For letting me share.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Great to hear from you. Bubba is up next.
What's going on, you plethora of information, you?
Yeah, I haven't heard that word plethora in a long time.
No, I hadn't said it in a long time. I don't even know if I pronounced it right.
No, you did. Often people say plethora. It's plethora.
Yeah, I don't even want to try to spell it. But first,
starts with a P.
In all seriousness, if Eddie Conyers is not your best caller, then you're going to have a hard time convincing me who else would be.
He is great.
I thoroughly enjoy every time that man calls in. He's awesome. And I got a couple questions for you and Randy. Do you guys really like Larry?
Do you like Larry?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Larry to me is a lovable character.
Oh, absolutely. Well, question number two, do you guys have your black suits pressed and ready to go?
Yes, I have mine.
Okay.
So are you suggesting so that we are trying? Now, hold on. You're suggesting
that
we're trying to kill Larry.
You guys are fixing to kill poor old Larry.
Now,
you
Bubba, I mean, how many times have you heard the line, I want to go out with my boots on or off? I can't, what is the line? On.
Hey, listen. You get a woman with a strong pulse and a cold glass of water, and you're going to kill poor old Larry. Not only that, I'm pretty sure his family's going to come with you with a libel suit if he ODs on Viagra anyway, Paul. So,
well,
y'all are flirting with disaster, man.
You think so? You think you sound like a liability attorney.
Well, no. I mean, I know Larry's probably lonely, but at least he's breathing. Come on, guys.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think everyone needs something to live for. And right now, Larry's lost Alabama football. That's over. You know that. And
hey, one more.
Go ahead.
One more question. Going back to your conversation with Roman yesterday, and he said he ran into Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he said he had stitched on his wallet?
Bad. Yeah.
BMF.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why that's on there?
No.
Because it's the truth.
You know Lawrence?
Oh, I've watched that man my whole life. He made Ray Lewis look like a choir girl.
Didn't he play at North Carolina?
Yeah. He retired more quarterbacks than Social Security. If you don't believe that, ask Joe Theismann.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that. He was the guy that put...
That was one of the craziest plays.
Oh, yeah.
They showed that live, Paul.
I was watching the game in a bar one night.
And I'm going to tell you what a lot of people don't know about LT. He was just as animated on the sideline as he was on the field.
Wow.
I mean, he motivated everybody around him. That dude was awesome.
That is amazing. Yeah, he split Joe Montana in half.
Yeah, he broke his leg. I mean,
Joe Theismann,
the
right?
Came out of his leg.
Yeah, it was Joe Theismann, not Joe Montana.
Yeah, Joe Theismann, the Redskins.
Yeah.
But anyway, please have a little consideration for poor old Larry. I'd like to hear him keep calling in for a while.
I don't know. Listen, if Larry wants to go out, I'm not getting in the way. Thanks, Bubba, for being a fuddy-duddy. I mean, Larry wants a date with this woman. Get it on. Johnny is up next.
What's happening, Paul? You said you don't ever get involved with politics, but do you remember back, nobody had ever heard of Robert Bentley, and you pretty much got him on the show.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is a fact. So long story short, 2012, was that it? I think 2000 and whatever.
Yeah,
I got a call from somebody who, I mean, the show was a little bit looser back then, and a guy said, "Listen, I know you'd probably like to stay out of the governor's race in Alabama, but this guy was Bear Bryant's plastic surgeon."
Yeah,
was that right? Was he a plastic surgeon or an ENT?
He's a skin cancer guy.
Oh yeah, okay.
He's related to me.
My
grandmother was a Bentley.
Okay, so he was whatever kind of doctor he was. No, he was a dermatologist, wasn't he?
Dermatologist, skin cancer, yes.
But he specialized in skin. So anyway, I said, I don't know. And by the way, at the time, the guy was like, he wasn't even on the map. I mean, he was polling at about 0.01. I figured, how can it hurt? Do a guy a favor. True story. You know the story.
I know, it's amazing.
So anyway, the guy, Dr. Bentley, comes up. He's on our show. A charming guy. He talked a lot about Bryant, you know, how they were friends, and you know, we didn't get into
really charming. Really,
yeah, and
really
we spent
charming.
An hour with him, and the next thing you know, the guy wins the nomination.
Yeah.
The favorite got knocked out because he took a shot at Nick Saban. Do you remember that?
You know, like I said, he's kin to me, and this DNA researcher guy on the Bentley side of
right.
our family. Of course, you know, most people get a family tree thing, and it's four or five pages. Down in the South, you get one, it's like a stick figure. You know,
right.
you don't have a lot of branches.
So Johnny, he gets in a runoff with this guy, and he knocks him out of the race. He ends up upsetting. He wins the governor's race, And it wasn't long after that, I don't know if it was that night or some night, he says in an interview, he thanked me for getting him elected.
You're the man.
And he repeated that over and over again. And next thing you know, I got credit for getting the guy elected governor.
Yeah, you weren't on TV then. It was just
radio. It was just radio. But it was really a moderately popular radio show in Alabama.
Yeah, but I'm worried about Larry because there's two things could go wrong here with Larry.
What's that?
If he meets Adina.
Yeah.
If he meets Adina, you ever been, you know, watched any of these medical shows and they start hollering code blue, code blue? We used to, that meant that, you know, somebody had a heart attack.
When you code, that means everybody runs to the ER.
Code blue now means you took one of them big blue 100 milligram Viagras.
Right.
And you're supposed to seek medical attention. And for the next 4 to 6 hours, that's the reason you see those nurses flooding to the back.
But Johnny, how many times have you heard on the advertisement, if you have, I'd rather not say the word, but... But if it lasts more than 4 hours, consult your, seriously, let me ask you a question, Johnny. You sound like a, if you had that problem for 4 hours, wouldn't you call the show up and talk about it?
When they say it's good for your memory, if you look down and something's there for 4 to 6 hours, you're going to remember why you took it. Eventually.
I'm calling a news conference. I'm calling in Howard Stern. Say, hey, you're not going to believe this, Howard. Anyway, we'll take a short break. Much more on the dating game right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We are back, and let's go to Logan up next. Hello, Logan.
Hey, Paul. What's going on, brother?
We're doing great.
Hey, man, have you ever spent $40 at Captain D's before?
No.
Like, that's... what do you usually order there? Because I haven't been there in 20 years.
Logan, I cannot remember whatever I did order the last time I was there. Probably something fried. What else are you going to get?
I know. It's got to be fried, man. It's got to be fried. But... hey, man, you know...
Fried iced tea, I guess.
Iced tea, yeah. I've never been a tea fan, Paul. I don't like tea, man. I just don't like it. I'm like not a Southerner, I guess. I'm not a sweet tea guy.
I do not like sweet tea. I've started to like hot tea though. You like hot tea?
Oh yeah, you like the hot tea?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I'm talking about 2 or 3 years old. My grandfather was from England. He came to stay with us, and I'll never forget my mother. I remember complaining about having to serve him tea every day at 4 o'clock.
No, really?
And this guy was like a proper Brit.
Oh man,
I did like
cool,
the crumpets
Paul.
Though.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, talking about politics today, I've been watching that Fannie Willis trial, Trump trial.
That's been fairly entertaining from a distance without the sound up.
It was pretty entertaining, man. It's not as good as the Paul Feinbaum show, but it was pretty entertaining.
I couldn't hear what she was saying, but she was pretty riled up.
She was riled up.
I guess if I was having an affair with a subordinate and I had to go on in court on national TV, I'd probably be a little hot under the collar.
Yeah, I think she's got a lot to answer for, but I hope she gets a hold of Trump, man. If she, they ever get her,
I don't think she's
going
to be around long in this case.
Probably not, man. But hey, man, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the coordinator for Alabama. What do you think about that? Like,
his name is Sheridan, he is. Coordinating experience came at Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
His resume looks rather poor, if you want my 38,000 view.
Yeah, I do.
Analysis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm thinking like everybody's jumping ship from DeBoer, and everybody says DeBoer is the guy that calls all the plays,
but he doesn't call the plays. It is his offense.
Exactly.
But Grubb called the plays at Washington.
Exactly. So I'm a little bit concerned about, like, what's going to happen. I mean, I don't want to be the one Alabama fan that calls in and says, well, you know, everything's falling down. But, I mean, the offensive coordinator leave, offensive line coach leave.
And by the way, Logan, I've had people in the industry tell me they think the line coach leaving is equal or more important because that is a critical part of this offense. And Alabama's line wasn't that great last year.
No, they were not. And then, we lost some guys transferred and it didn't look good. I mean, we've had pretty poor line play for 3 or 4 years now. So yeah, I don't know. I'm a little concerned about that, Paul. So, I don't know, man.
Well,
Logan,
it's a transition, and these things are difficult. I still think Alabama will have a good team, but you know, what does he get in the portal? What is this? What do they look like? I mean, there's just no way of knowing right now. It's a guess. Elliot is up next in Ohio.
Paul, I've been gone for 2 weeks, and my dog's a mess because I usually have Feinbaum on. I think it might be the breed. And speaking of the breed, and Larry and Fanny, mom was a Chihuahua, dad was a German Shepherd. So I'm thinking Chihuahuas and German Shepherds like Paul Feinbaum because she's not.
Yeah, no, we're number one among all canines in the latest ratings.
Yeah. She was a holy mess, Paul. And I came home, I put Feinbaum on, she immediately calmed down. She's eating, and her hair was coming out. It was a holy mess.
What's the saying, keep calm and Feinbaum?
Yes, exactly. I agree.
So what's been going on, Elliot, other than the dog?
I'm just watching Alabama make all these great hires. That's what's going on. Indiana, you know, you can't do better than that, Paul.
not exactly impeccable credentials, no.
No, it's going to be interesting. My question is, who's going to be better? Is it going to be Eli Drinkwitz or Lane Kiffin? Who's going to take number two? Because George is going to have number two. One. Who's going to be number two?
If I had to gamble right now, I would go with Texas.
Oh, Texas. Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about them coming. It's going to be an interesting year. It's going to be a lot of parity. It's all coming around, Paul. Paul, the parody we've all been talking about is coming.
Cannot wait. Elliot, thank you very much. I-Man is up next.
I tell you what, Paul, the good old days are almost over. I mean, I hope you're counting them. I hope you got your little video watch out, and you're taking your selfies, and you got your film crew in New York City with you, and I hope the Bammers are taking lots of pictures and videos as well, because the good old days are coming to an end. I mean, this is going to be horrible, Paul. I mean, you just broke Logan's heart. And Trey, I mean, you can only imagine how Trey feels about all this. And you asked somebody yesterday about watching your show, you know, recording your show, and kind of, I zipped through it, and I probably hit on about 10 or 12 callers. The rest of them, they just go, by the way, they just go fast by. Don't even worry about it. You're nothing to see. But there's about 10 or 12 people that I pay attention to, and Trey and Logan, Squirrel, you know, Legend, Jim, quite a few. I mean, and of course, I always listen to your guest. I mean, because you ask such poignant questions. I mean,
you talking about me or somebody else?
Yeah, you. I'm talking about you. I mean, you hear a guy hesitate, and you say, "Well, why are you hesitating?" And the guy says, "Well, I had something in the throat." Well, that means, tell me a little more about what's in your throat. Then you take them all the way around the bases to get back, and before you know it, they've confessed to everything. They've told you everything. They told you where the bodies are. They told you where the shovels are. They showed you where the duct tape went and the tarps. And I mean, Paul, you're just I like that word. You're a plethora of information. That was kind of cool. Wasn't that Bubba that said that? Plethora.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I listen, Paul. I mean, you may be sitting up there and running around New York City and talking to all these guys, but I listen very well. I got my eye on you. How about them Auburn Tigers, Paul?
That was a serious beatdown last night.
And I tell you, that in South Carolina is a good basketball team.
They're great.
There's some great basketball being played in the SEC, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're not paying attention, you're going to miss this. Just, these are going to be part of the good old days for the Bammers, and they better pay attention to
it. Now, quick question, Iman. Do I need to do sure. Can you do a selfie for the good old days, or you need Brandy to take the picture?
No, I mean, you can do whatever you choose. I mean, you can take a selfie. I mean, which side is your best side? Your right side? Your left side? Straight?
That would be a long conversation, but I think, let's see, this is what? Left? Yeah. I think the left side's marginally better.
Well, the left would, you're guessing it left or right? I mean, are you sure which one is left?
What if you don't have a good side?
Right? You take it any damn way.
Okay.
And tell them, suck it up, buttercup. Just suck it up, buttercup.
You like that song, don't
but
you?
Paul, I mean, you know, what was that, Peaches and Herb? I think it was called Fill Me Up, Buttercup. But I tell you, the way
That's
you
not
say,
Peaches and Herb,
suck
is it
up, buttercup. Was that Peaches and Herb?
No, Peaches and Herb was a different song.
Okay, it was a different song. Well, we're writing a new one. And, you know, I mean, we're going to sing it like John Cougar would. Suck it up, buttercup. Suck it up, buttercup.
Actually, I think it's Build Me Up, Buttercup.
Yeah, Build Me Up, Buttercup.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know, when the wall, and then to quote John Cougar, since I mentioned him, when
That's
the
a good
walls
song.
Come tumbling down, when the walls come tumbling down, the good old days are over. They're over. And Paul,
now, I mean, Peaches and Herb is reunited, and it feels so good.
Okay.
Reunited.
So we're in the same time frame.
Yeah.
We're in the same time frame.
Well, yeah, we're in mid-60s right now.
Yeah, mid-60s, 67, something like that.
When a lot better music was being made. Well, Reunited was the 70s, wasn't it? Reunited was late 70s. Buttercup was the 60s.
That could have been.
It was.
Yeah, the mid-60s was pretty badass.
It was pretty.
And
yeah, it was, Reunited was late 70s.
You're hung up on that song. I mean, I mentioned something, and it's got you thinking.
Well, everybody remembers where they were when they hear the Reunited song.
Well, see, what you're doing, you're obfuscating all around the point, because you know I'm trying to ask you to restate what you told Logan that you wasn't impressed with that guy's resume? Say that. How did you put all that together? Say all that one more time.
I mean, we must take a break. So you have a final salutation before.
Say all that one more time. You can control this. You got 15 seconds.
This is not a top 40 station, but we have to go out. We're coming back. Much more to come.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This A&M hosting Vanderbilt. That is at 9 p.m. tonight. Todd is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, buddy. You having a good day?
Yes, sir.
Good. Hey, I just listened to Handsome Joe and Larry. Hey, if Handsome Joe works this out, that Larry gets a date with that woman, me and my wife will go pick Larry up. And we'll chauffeur him to North Alabama and be a double date. And then when we get up there, Handsome Joe and his girlfriend, we'll have a triple date.
That sounds like my kind of night.
And also, let me say this to Bubba. Larry, now he may not at this age can fight and all that, but I'm going to tell you something. That old body of his is tough, Paul, because let me tell you something. When I was here after my triple bypass surgery and I'd had that second heart attack and stuff, I told my wife, I said, I don't know how Larry does it. I said, Paul, for 2 or 3 weeks, I wanted to be dead. And I told my wife, I said, you go to that store and you go get me some beer. And I said, I'll drink that beer. I said, Larry's tougher than me. I said, my body can't take it. And I guess I just need some beer or something because I don't drink. But Larry is tougher than you think he is, Paul.
Well, we're about to find out, Todd. Thank you for offering to be a chaperone. That's really important. I think we're doing some good things here tonight, yeah, aren't you? Hey, I mean, Todd, other than threatening to kick everybody's ass, is a really good person.
Yeah, other than that.
But I tell you one guy he better not mess with. Well, I don't think Todd wants any part of this next guy down in New Orleans. Dwayne.
This handsome Dwayne, Paul Feinbaum. Who you think, huh? Why y'all call me handsome, huh? Huh?
I've never seen what you look like.
You want to see, whoa, that man look good.
So are you a tall guy, a big guy? What do you look like, Dwayne?
I'm 6'1". Huh? Well built, I got muscles, everything.
So you're to do what you do, I would think you'd have to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you gotta be in good shape. Yep. I can bench press you like that.
Oh my goodness. This guy's serious. Handsome Dwayne. Handsome Dwayne.
Yeah, Handsome Dwayne. That was a better cover for now on, Paul Feinbaum.
Hey, Dwayne, Handsome, I know you Dwayne. You probably can't see it right now, but in a couple of seconds, if you got a TV on, you're about to see your new name.
Yeah, I said, yeah, I'm about to see now. You got Dwayne from Louisiana on there.
Well, you just hold on just a couple of seconds. Hey.
Got Handsome Joe. You got all these handsome people. Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Paul. Hey, y'all got me number one, huh? Who I'm going against?
Let me say this again.
Who I'm going against?
The bracket won't be out for a couple of weeks. We're doing a projection right now.
Yeah.
This is bracketology. That's what you see on ESPN right now. Nothing's in concrete. Right now, you're number one seed, so you would be facing, in theory, maybe the guy, Jeff from Columbus or Stacy from Birmingham. He's a Bama guy, or Johnny B or Dominic.
I'll tie him up, Paul. You know that. I'll tie him up. You know what I'm saying? Put me against Larry. I won't go against Larry.
Well, you won't be going. Larry will be a much higher seed.
What? Man, it's up there.
I mean, you'll see him eventually, but not yet.
Not yet.
Listen, the first round game, Dwayne, you're not playing anybody important here.
Yeah, I know that. I know I ain't playing nobody. They all poo-poo. They all dog crap.
I mean.
You know that. Hey, Paul, we're going to get together.
I haven't been to Louisiana in a while, but I'll be down there this fall. You look me up, Dwayne. AJ is up next.
Woo! Hey, Paul, this is Luther, and my hyena hasn't laughed in several weeks. I'm going to have a phone feud, Paul, with John. From AJ's phone to make him laugh again. So, John, are you there?
Hi, Luther. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Luther, I'm on a long-distance call today, so I'm going to make it short, young man. You take that laughing hyena, and you put it in a box, and you don't feed it anything but bread and water.
Oh, John, I hope you don't kiss your mother with that mouth. I'll bring my laughing hyena to Missouri and let it cure your juvenile institutional ass.
Now, young man, do that.
This is the best thing we've done all day.
I'll pull out my institutional issued water gun and squirt that laughing hyena in the face.
Well, John, I know it's a bold-faced lie because the last time, John, you ever squirted anything, all that came out was dust.
Dust.
Look, let me tell you, young man, over and out, and good night.
Wait, John. I will beat you down like Auburn basketball did South Carolina, young man.
Florida, Omega, Paul.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.